The expedition targets Pine Island Glacier, a mass of ice 2,300 square kilometers across and 500 meters deep. Melting in this region of western Antarctica is responsible for 7% of the recorded sea level rise over the past few years, says NASA glaciologist and team leader Robert Binchandler.
This is where Antarctica is hemorrhaging ice and raising sea level. So this is where we have to go. And in particular, I have identified the Pine Island Glacier because it is the fastest moving glacier. It is the one that's melting most rapidly underneath its ice shelf that sticks out into the ocean. And we're anticipating melt rates of, in some places, over 100 meters per year, which are just phenomenally high.
The expedition is designed to figure out why that's happening there. Ben Chandler says the melt is triggered by the interaction of wind, water, and ice, with heat rising from a cavity beneath the ice sheet. The team will explore what that cavity looks like.
The details of this we do not know. That's what our measurements are going to tell us.
Satellites can map the glacier and chart its movement, but cannot measure what is going on under the ice shelf. To gather data on water circulation, currents, and ice flow in the ocean cavity, the team must first drill a hole in the ice. Naval Postgraduate School oceanographer Timothy Stanton says, given the extreme conditions that prevail in Antarctica, the drilling is done with low-tech simplicity.
Basically, this system makes a 20-centimeter diameter hole down through this 500-meter-thick ice shelf using pumped hot water. In a sense, it's very primitive. It's a very labor-intensive, simple system, because we had to be light and portable to get this far into the deep field.
After the drill hits water, the scientists will send a camera down to observe the underbelly of the ice shelf and the seabed below it. Stanton says the team will also deploy a profiler, a device that moves up and down on a tight cable and can measure temperature, salinity, and currents from below the ice sheet to just above the seafloor.
And then using precision depth sensors and an altimeter, we can infer directly the local melt rates of the ice sheet above us. This warming is hypothesized to change the strength of the ice shelf and is very important for modeling the actual glacial properties of the ice shelf over time.
A similar instrument array fixed to a pole will be attached to the underside of the ice shelf in a second hole. The team will determine the shape of the ocean cavity with sonar equipment. They plan to set off small explosions and bang on the ice with instruments like sledgehammers and follow the sound waves as they echo back through the ice, water column, and bedrock. The camp on Pine Island Glacier will be powered by wind generators, solar panels, and a bank of lithium batteries that Stanton says will allow his research colleagues back at the Naval Postgraduate School in San Diego, California, to maintain communications with the expedition.
And every day can modify the sampling strategy.
The Pine Island Glacier expedition is funded by the National Science Foundation and the U.S. Space Agency, NASA. Oceanographer Timothy Stanton says the findings can help improve the accuracy of climate models for predicting ice sheet melt and sea level rise in the most rapidly changing environment on the planet. Roseanne Scribble, VOA News, Washington.